This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Herb, LSU, Arkansas, coming off that big win. This game, now it wasn't last year like this, but this game used to be scheduled after they play Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So you rode that emotional kind of wave to play Alabama, and then you came down. And these games have been close. Last year, they played it a little earlier. LSU ended up winning 34-31. In 2022, yep. LSU wins it 13-10.
Yep.
In 2021, it was an overtime game, and Arkansas wins 16-13. In 2020, LSU wins 27-24. A theme there. 3 points.
That's right.
Counts across the board. Now, 2019, they were like a lot of teams on LSU's schedule. They got skunked. They got beat 56-20. And in 2018, it was 24-17. It was a touchdown difference.
Yeah, there you go.
So you go from 2018 all the way to 2023 and take out the championship year.
Yeah, that was – yeah.
That the most a team has won, and that's been LSU with only one exception, that's in 2021, has been 7 points or a field goal.
That's right.
So – I suspect you'll see the exact same thing today.
So you look at, again, like I said last week with LSU Ole Miss, it was equal teams. For whatever reason, they always play equally hard with a lot of aggression, a lot of passion and energy. It's going to be the same thing today with Arkansas. You know, Arkansas is that little brother, right? And he wants to show you that they're better than you no matter what. And every time we played Arkansas, I'm going to tell you, these cats were so strong, so hard. They were solid, and they played really, really sound football, right? They were always in the spots where they need to be, and they made plays. And you can go back as far back as you want to go. Arkansas has been one of those schools that's just, for whatever reason, they couldn't get over that hump, but they'll play LSU really, really well. I remember playing against Arkansas back in my freshman year in 1995, long time ago, right, 30 years ago. And we ended up winning that game 28-0, but we scored 28 points in the first half. Second half, we didn't score 1 point. They didn't score anything either. It was just crazy. And then we turned around the following year, and we played them at Arkansas, and which was actually something special. That was the day in the game, the night that my son was born. We went up there and we played them in the and Nick Saban kind of touched on this on College Game Day earlier today, but we played it. I think it was like 35, 36 degree weather, and it was rainy, it was soggy, it was cold, it was terrible, just terrible conditions for a game. And I think we ended up winning that game like 21-17, something like that. Again, the 3 point. Win span for each team or whatnot. It's a theme. Both of these teams are the same team. They play for the Golden Boot, and that boot is really, really important to Louisiana and Arkansas, and it's absolutely one of the best things that trophies, I think, in college football that you can win, because both teams are really equal teams. It's crazy. you go back and you look at that 2019 year, which LSU beat everybody. It didn't matter who you were. That was just a whole nother level. But every game since then, like you said, 3 points at
three
the very
points,
most, 7 points.
Points.
I mean, it's the same team playing. Yes.
And so you would expect that again today?
I do.
And coming off that emotional high, playing Ole Miss at home, how you ended up winning it, you're not going to play at that same level again. Now, hopefully LSU can continue to get better. And I think we saw it, Herb, on the defensive side of football.
This is beautiful.
Against a very explosive Ole Miss offense. They put a lot of heat on Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Again, Braden Swenson comes up with big plays. But, man, one guy, and you watch him, it's like he's twins, Whit Weeks at linebacker.
Yeah.
Man.
He's all over the place.
He is like a one-man show out there, and he's picked up the mantle of being that guy. He's the guy.
That's
on
right.
Defense, you better account for on every snap.
Well, you started off by talking about an emotional win for LSU. Well, you go back 2 weeks ago, it was an emotional win for Arkansas against Tennessee. I mean, that was crazy. That was amazing. I mean, I was like, what is going on here? But Tennessee was, you know, highly regarded as one of the better teams in the country going into this year, and they still are. They have a very explosive team. And so Arkansas is coming off a really great win as well. So, but, you know, I think how you continue that high from last week at Ole Miss is you just ride the wave from the fourth quarter on, right? And what I mean by that is the defense stepped up the entire game, played well all the way through the overtime. Offense played great at the moments that they needed to play great in. And then what they did, though, was that fourth quarter and that overtime, to me, was really, really phenomenal, the late fourth quarter part of it, to where they were just hitting on all cylinders. Now, on defense, Whit Weeks is the guy. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is the one that, like you always say, he's the straw that stirs that drink.
He sure is.
And he doesn't only stir the drink, he also puts the ice in it, he puts the flavor in it, and he's the glass that holds it together. So he's everything about that particular side of the ball. Now, when you get on the offensive side of the ball, we're still struggling in the run game. We need a run game. Bad. Now, there was a point in time where even I don't remember who it was that was calling the game last week, but Ole Miss was in like a cover too high, right? And they had all sorts of running room on a third and whatever it was. And Nussmeyer never ran the ball. And then they actually showed it and started drawing it on TV. And then the very next drive, though,
he took off
and got the first down. Because, again, he got 11 and he needed to get 8. And what happened is it just extended the drive. And that's all we've been asking for. Because we don't have a true running game right now. I think Caden Durham was injured last week, had a big toe issue. And so now going into this week, I hope he's healthy. Because he is our most explosive running back. I think that Josh Williams is a great running back, but he just doesn't have that explosiveness. Now, Josh can do all three phases for you. He can run it, he can catch it, he can block. Now, Caden can run it for sure and catch it for sure. Blocking is still a little weak on that. But
they didn't ask him to do that at Duncanville.
They didn't, but they tried to do a little bit last week, and he couldn't handle it.
No, he didn't. That ain't a strong point
now. But you give him the ball, and he's going to make something happen. So hopefully he's a little bit more healthy than he was last week, so we can at least get a little bit jolt in the arm for in the run game.
Yeah, and so, again, the interesting matchup here, because when you play Arkansas, you know one thing. They're going to be a real physical team. No matter who's been the coach there, they've been a real physical football team.
Yes.
Now, Sam Pittman,
yes,
man, that's his calling card. I mean, because he's former offensive line coach,
mm-hmm.
And he's all about physicality.
That's it.
Winning in the trenches. The quarterback now, he's been sort of banged up, so we'll see how – they say he's supposed to play, but Herb, I'm not sure kind of what percentage he's going to be like going up against LSU. And I find out real quick defensively. I come after him. I want to see if you're going to move or not out of that pocket and how quickly you can move out of that pocket. So we understand about the physicality. Question mark is going to be the production level at quarterback for Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about that, I think they're going to try to lean heavily on the run game.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to try to test whether or not LSU's run defense can hold up to what they want to do. Because I think that one of the things that LSU was impressed positive with last week was the fact that they did slow down Ole Miss's run game. And you know that's what the coach wants over at Ole Miss. They want to run the football no matter what.
My thing is, why didn't they run Bentley more? Now, I'm not trying to help them win. But to me, Deuce and I talked about this weeks earlier.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why is he standing on the sidelines?
Something happened during the week of practice, and coach had something for him, right? And that was you not getting in the game this week for whatever reason. And you know, it's okay. It helped LSU out because I think Bentley is one of the premier running backs in the country. That guy can run the football.
Really good to me.
Yeah, he can run the football. So, I don't know. But going into this week with Arkansas, it's going to be a mano-a-mano game, and it's going to be another one of those three-point games. Somebody's going to win either in overtime or they're going to win late or whatever. But it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be like a stalemate, as they call it.
This is starting the fourth quarter, but South Carolina is tanning the backside at Oklahoma Sooners 32-9. And with less than 2 minutes left, Auburn with a 17-14 lead over Missouri. Man, Auburn has played really well in this game defensively. Can they hold up? They gave up the big play. Luther Burden finally made a play, but they are putting all kind of pressure at the quarterback position. And Missouri has not been able to move the football most of the day. Let's see if they can hold up now with a minute 50 seconds left.
It's the beautiful thing of college football, right? Anybody can win on any given day, truly. Like, that's really a thing, especially this year or now with college football, with NIL, transfer portal, all of that. There's no true dominance anymore in college football.
Man,
so it's fun to see.
I see Beamer, even with a big lead, going for 2 points.
That's right.
Man, he sort of want to rub your nose in it, so to speak, at this stage, because he might not be in that position a lot
know.
Of times
That's
again
right.
against Oklahoma. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're right here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Rouge. One of the guys to watch today, if you haven't seen a lot of Arkansas football, is number 40, Landon Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And why I say that? Guess where he started his college career? Bang, LSU.
LSU.
He came in here, Coach O and all, and his group had recruited him here. Tall, skinny kid. He was 6'5". I don't think his second number was a 4 now.
No.
I think it was more in the 3s. But, man, I saw him in the summer. He ain't 6'4" and 3/4 no more. He's more like 6'6" and a little change. And He told me he was weighing 282 pounds. You talk about a guy, pedal to the metal, he comes and brings it. I remember Coach O telling me that, Mikey said, one thing that jumped out at me when you watched him in high school, never gave up on a play. Even if it, because most teams, if you got a star guy like that, okay, I'm not running the ball at him.
No.
I'm not challenging. I'm going to run away from him.
That's right.
And he said it was his pursuit skills, his ability to run the field east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Watch number 40 for Arkansas. And we talked about Whit Weeks. He's a bigger version of Whit for the Hogs. You talk about a good football player. And I'll say this. His last stop playing football won't be at Arkansas. He'll be a professional player and a pretty high pick one day.
Absolutely. He looks good in uniform, too. When you see him, he looks like the real deal. And he's one of those guys, whenever you look like it and play like it, superstar is his middle name.
He got talent.
He's going to have an opportunity to play in the league on the next level. But, you know, when you talk about him playing right now, it's going to be imperative that he plays the way he needs to play for Arkansas today to be successful. Because I think that, you know, I think LSU is going to throw all kinds of different things at him today. Not just at him, but at the Arkansas defense. So, and I'm hoping that LSU can try to run the football as well as they need to in order to be successful, because they need to churn out first downs in this game. And Jackson is going to be one of those guys that's going to try to prevent those first downs. So how do you get the ball right over his head to a tight end crossing or a running back that's going out in the flat or something like that to get just beyond him so you can make something happen? Now, this guy is long and lanky, and he's going to be have them big old paws up there. He's going to try to knock the ball down. So, you know, you got to have to, you know, use a little, you know, Brett Favre sidearm or something, or Bernie Kosar or something, and make something happen. So it's going to be interesting to see. But Jackson is one of those kids that, again, he was good enough to be recruited by LSU and any other SEC program, transferred to Arkansas, and now he's flourishing into the person who they always thought he could be.
All I know is he'd be starting at LSU the last 2 years at Peter State. Man, he is a stud football player for them. And it's interesting how they use him, Herb. They don't always keep him on one side. So if I'm a scout.
Smart.
And I keep my eye on him. Now he's up against, on one side, Will Campbell.
Will Campbell, yep.
Other one is Emory Jones.
That's right.
So I want to see how he tangles and how they try to block him.
Yep.
Because the one thing with him, and he told me that he has worked on a lot, is counter moves.
Yep.
Because he was at one time was a speed moving and sort of swim over the top,
yep,
and then he gets around you. But he said, I've worked on some power moves and also some hard cut inside moves,
mm-hmm,
to get around some of the better offensive tackles you'll play at the SEC level. Now you're playing two of them today, and you can have a mismatch, but when you're going up against Emory Jones or Will Campbell, that might not be the case today.
No, it's going to be tough for him. But at the end of the day, we're going to see who's going to be the guy, right?
Right.
And this is a good look for scouts, for whomever, to see this guy play against two of the top tackles in the country. But it's also going to be a good test for the two top tackles in the country to play against somebody like him. So, as they move forward and play against Alabama and everybody else that they're going to play against, this is a great tune-up game for something like that. Now, this guy, you know, when you talk about Jackson, he's going to go to both sides of the field. What's got to happen is you're going to have to help with the chipper out the backfield, or you're going to have to pull a guard or something to come over to help with that tackle. Something's going to have to happen because, look, something's going to give at some point, too, because he's going to make his plays and they're going to make theirs.
One of the things when I watch a guy and I see his high motor is you got to not only win your block initially, you got to sustain that block because you know what?
Yep.
He's going to get away from you,
yep,
and he's going to make a play on the move.
That's right.
That's just how he is, and he's got really great football instincts. You can tell he rarely takes a false step out on the field. And so
And I'm going to tell you what I think that is. I think that's coaching from Arkansas.
Oh, no question.
I'm just telling
you. No question.
Those guys are going to coach those little young fellas up, and they're going to be in place where they need to be. They're going to be positioned properly. They're going to have the right technique in order to make the play, whether it's a tackle or whether it's assisting somebody else behind them to make the tackle.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Mike Dettillo along with Herb Tyler. We'll have a lot more LSU-Arkansas talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.